Make sure you subscribe and get the best of the guests every weekend.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, proud to be welcoming Marina and the Diamonds to the studios. Hello.
Hello, Alex.
How are you?
Very good.
I need to put your microphone on. That wasn't a very good start, was it? Wow. Excellent. It's 2 years since the first album.
I know.
That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty average.
Well, yeah, I suppose but it doesn't feel like that.
Oh, do you know?
I think it's gone really quick.
Yeah, I feel so too. But I think, yeah, it's pretty average. I'm kind of obsessed with looking at artists' Wikipedias and seeing how fast they write.
Is that what you're basing your kind of career on?
Yeah, my whole career on Wiki. It's usual, like, two to three years. 3 years is quite a long time.
Yeah.
If it's 4 years, it's like, wow, are they ever coming back?
Well, this is it, isn't it? But now we live in this world where everything is just churned out and it's once an album a year.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Blame Rihanna for that.
Oh, I like Rihanna, though.
We all like Rihanna. But she works like a machine.
She does, yeah, very hard worker.
First single, Prima Donna, is amazing.
Thank you.
But the first album was quite almost eclectic to a certain extent. And it wasn't perhaps what the British music buying public were used to from their female artists.
Yeah, true.
But now you've kind of indulged yourself a little bit in the American way.
Yes, I have.
So explain that to us. Why is that?
I didn't really change my writing process, but I wrote a lot more with people. So for the first album, it was a bit all over the shop, to be honest. I had 6 producers, and then I did 2 songs with Dr. Luke, who's a big pop producer.
He's Katy Perry's main man.
He is. And Kesha as well, actually. And Britney.
Yes.
He's the love of my pop life.
But you love your American female pop stars.
I do, actually. I've always really, really loved Britney and obviously Madonna. But yeah, it was just a real challenge for me coming from a DIY background to, well, put myself out there and go for it. It's like I've changed my look wildly. I've become what I assume a pop star looks like. And I'm working with pop producers.
Yeah.
So part of it is pure joy and part of it is the fascination with stereotypes.
A lot of artists, there's something about the way they present themselves and the way that they take themselves quite seriously.
Yeah.
That won't allow them to honestly admit that they've made that decision on purpose. Does that make sense?
No, that's so true. And I think it's almost a skill that, for example, an artist who I really admire, Lady Gaga, in the beginning, her sense of identity and the way in which she presented that was so good that I in my head she popped out of the womb like that.
Yeah.
You know? That's what you really thought.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even though you know everyone wakes up in the morning looking pretty much the same, you know, no makeup. So
but I love the fact you've just openly admitted to it and saying, this is the decision I've made, this is why I'm doing it. And almost Madonna doesn't do that. She does it and you wait to see what's next and who she's going to be.
Mm.
She never talks about it. She doesn't talk about the decision-making process. So more people should be honest about the decisions
that
they're making.
I think that must have been, I think I sense from her that was nice for her, because the thing is, if you set up your stall as saying, I never take off a pair of high heels ever because that's who I am, it's like, well, the rest of your life, what if you want to go mountain biking one day?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just be a normal person. There's no shame in that. And it doesn't mean that, you know, if you're an artist and you're not totally wacky or like crazy in the brain, that doesn't take anything away from your talent.
All right, let's chat a little bit more after you've introduced your brand new single. Go for it, Marina.
Okay, hello, I'm Marina and the Diamonds, and this is my new song, Prima Donna.
The In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand tonight with Marina and the Diamonds. The video for Prima Donna is a wonderful work of art.
Thank
well.
You.
How much of a say are you getting in that side of stuff as well?
Well, I think it's quite hard. When you enter the pop world, people suddenly, for some reason, think that you don't do the work, that you've got a team behind you. And I think, even coming from the background that I've come from, someone in Germany asked the other day, did you even write the song Prima Donna? Just because it was produced by Dr. Luke.
Yeah.
It's like, and I was like, so this is like the world I'm entering.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with the idea of building a concept and how artists build their vision and if they do it themselves. And it has to come from the artist. If they're the songwriter, then only they know what vision they have and what inspired them.
You're touring with Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
When does that begin?
End of May, and then it goes throughout the summer, really.
Okay, so is that pretty much the summer planned out for
kinda.
You?
Kinda. I've got my own American tours in there somewhere, but
have you got quite a big fan base over there?
Yeah, enough to tour on it.
That's good.
And sell out, so.
Amazing. Any festivals in the UK you can tell us about?
Nothing.
Nothing at
all? I'm not doing any UK festivals.
Is that, you've made that decision?
I've made a decision.
That's a shame.
I know, but 2013, I'll do lots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glastonbury will be back by then as
exactly.
well. It's fallow year this year.
Yeah, it's rubbish anyway.
It is, isn't it? It's kind of like I've got this massive hole in the middle of the summer and it's we keep talking about what we're going to fill it with and it's like nothing's as
good.
Do you
always go to Glastonbury?
I've been for the last 3 years.
Wasn't it amazing 2 years ago?
The weather was incredible.
Oh my God. It was the best festival I've ever been to.
It was. Oh,
I'm so happy.
Oh, it makes me sad.
I know, me too.
It was like hotter than Mexico or something, wasn't it? It was like 32 degrees.
It was hotter than this studio.
This is a hot studio, goddammit. So you don't get any time off until the end of the summer then?
I think I'll squeeze in a week somewhere, probably in August, but...
Where's your location of choice for marina break?
I would quite like to go somewhere exotic this time, like Bermuda. But I'm scared of the Bermuda Triangle. My manager told me off.
Right.
He was like, for God's sake.
Pull yourself together.
That was my first thought. Not sure yet, though. I like Italy a lot as well.
Yeah. Mm. Amazing. Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And you've recorded live tracks for us as well, which is just magnificent. Marina, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight, welcoming FTW to the show. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hi. Woo. I catch you on the end of a very long promo journey.
Yes. About.
So you're quite tired.
I'm promoting our single Love Shot, which is out now to download.
On iTunes.
Is it this week?
This week it's out now.
It is this week. I thought it was, yeah.
You can go online right now and download it.
You must download it.
Are people doing it?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We've got quite a, we've been building up our following and it's getting bigger and bigger each day and we couldn't have asked for better fans because they're crazy insane.
You are literally pounding the pavement, aren't you?
Yes.
You've been into schools, clubs,
old school.
A whole lot. But this is how you need to start nowadays as well. And have you instigated this yourselves or have your management gone, this is the deal, go out there and do it?
It's a bit
of both, really. Yeah. It's sort of 50-50. We've given them things that we want to do, they've given us things that they want us to do, and we've just all come together and just tried to get as much promo as we possibly can.
That's good.
So it's good.
Because you don't have a record label supporting you.
But really, no.
Is anyone in discussions with this yet?
There's been a few people like saying certain things, but because we've been so busy, we've not had time to stop and kind of have meetings or anything.
Yeah. So it's an independent release, which means the hard work is kind of, it's almost doubled. Isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Because
that's
a tough thing to do. So you guys are brave and hats off to you for doing it.
Thank you.
Let's go through a few things that I found on your bio. Callum. Yep. You love going out with your mates and you live for lads' holidays, but don't ask for any stories because what happens on tour stays on tour.
That is true.
You must be able to tell us something, dude.
Nah, I can't say anything. It's too rude for radio.
Where's the best place you've been on a lads' holiday?
I don't know. It's probably... I've been to Ayia Napa a few times, but I went to Cancun as well. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, but again, I can't say anything.
You've gone red.
No.
You're actually embarrassed.
Like, we had a few shandies and got a little bit tipsy.
Shandy bass.
You
were
so naughty. It was getting light when we went to bed.
Oh my God. I mean, we stayed out way past 12.
Love it.
12:30. I hope my mum's not listening.
Jake, apparently you're loud and hairy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really hairy, though.
Very hairy.
I'm loud as well.
He's like a werewolf.
You're a real man.
Real man.
You've been eating your crusts when you were younger.
I've been eating my, what does Papa eat?
Spinach.
I've been eating my spinach.
That gives you muscle.
It gives you a bit of everything. I've got muscle. It's in me. I'm ripped her.
Ever had a back wax?
Do you know what? Yeah. And my best friend fired on it for me. And literally, she was waxing my back and it was bleeding. And she was waxing over the blood. And literally, my back was rife for like
that is
weeks.
Hardcore.
Yeah, she nearly killed me.
That makes you more of a real man as well.
For actually putting up with the pain.
Tom, you reckon Molly from the Saturdays could be your perfect girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't think she feels the same the other way around, though.
Does she know about this?
Probably not.
Seriously,
well, I think he tweets her 27 times a day just to reinstate that fact.
What's so special about Molly?
Oh, she's perfect.
Is she?
Yeah. Do you not think?
She's pretty.
Yeah. She's stunning.
She's very pretty. She's my favourite Saturday.
Yeah, is she? Rochelle's my favourite.
That's just terms of personality, though.
I'm team Vanessa too. I much prefer Vanessa to any of them.
You prefer Vanessa?
Yeah, no, it's all about Rochelle.
I know. No, Rochelle likes the floor with Vanessa nowadays.
Yeah.
I love Rochelle.
Slaying it.
Oh, whatever.
It goes like, for me, it goes Molly, Una. And this isn't the start of Hired Flow Rider duo. Molly, Una, Rochelle. Rochelle and Una kind of on an even playing field. Yeah. And then it's Frankie and Vanessa.
Yeah. No, I think...
Vanessa never says anything.
Una's
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like it. She's cool. Got cool
no,
hair.
It's just... Una really just nice cracks me up the way she gets the guitar.
They're all lovely. So have you met her yet at all?
No.
No.
We've done a few shows with them, but we've still not had the opportunity to meet them. Like, we've done a few radio gigs and stuff with them. We still haven't met them. So.
What would you say to her?
I'd probably just shy away in the corner and
I love you, Molly.
Tom is the worst whenever we're near like any artist that he likes. He just literally crumbles. Like,
you've got to go and sell that.
Is it he falls to the floor, like, licking the feet? I love you.
Is this true?
Yeah. I can't even deny it.
It's like a fangirl. No, honestly.
Who would be your most ultimate kind of starstruck moment? Who would that be?
Probably Molly from the Saturday.
Just Molly.
There must be
some A-listers from America,
dude. Spears, and it didn't faze me, but Molly from the Saturday, she's just...
Britney's rough, though, isn't she, these days? Yeah. She really is.
I met her back when she was fit.
Oh, when was that?
She
can't remember.
Every time. Around, you know, in the zone.
Oh, that would have been a good period. Yeah.
Just before she lost her.
How did you meet her?
I won tickets to go see her on the tour through TRL.
Okay, yeah.
So she gave me 4 tickets and I just kind of lunged at her and gave her a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, you've got to take those moments.
Yeah. And the security carried him out back.
Yeah. And ripped off them tickets.
Kyle, you're a Nando's addict, aren't
it's
we
disgusting.
All?
It's a food addict in general, really. But Nando's, it's got something else. I will literally do anything for it. And when I get that black card, not going back.
How do you get these black cards?
I've been trying to tweet.
Sharon's got one and I was like, should I just like DM him on Twitter and just say, you know, can I borrow it for a
Well, yeah, I've tried that before and you don't get anything back. It's really
When we met Example, I did ask him on this and he was like, you know what, I don't know where it is. It was like pretty, he was like, not about his
I think they've both mentioned Nando's in some of their songs. Yeah. I think that's the way to do it.
Like, we should well do a song.
Nando's is Nando's shot.
It is the bomb.
You got the feeling. Nando's.
How did you come together in the first place then? Tell us the story. We
all knew it. Like, me, Tom and Callum lived in Manchester. I was at uni and they was both working here.
Yeah.
And then, so we met 3 mutual friends and then Jake had a few friends in common. So we all used to go out in Birmingham and up in Manchester. Then we all realised we were all singers. Like, oh, let's make a band, joking around. And then we started doing like songs, recording our own songs together, just covers. And then Jake managed to secure us a gig somehow. So I was like, oh my God, this is real. We've got a gig. And after that first gig, someone spotted us and said, you know, you got something here. You need to work on it. And then months after that, we just started this whole process of doing Christmas light switch-ons, and then the ball started rolling, so we're here now after a 72-day tour, and it's weird, it's still not sunk in yet, what's happening every day.
Guys, thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. The In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand, tonight with Connor Maynard, so welcome for the very first time. Lots to talk about. Where should we start?
Where shall we? You can decide.
You tell me this time last year what you would have been doing.
This time last year, well, I mean, I was signed about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So this time last year, I was kind of, it was early stages of working on the album, recording songs. And I would say the kind of pivotal point really kind of took place when I first went out to the States. I actually went with the producers that I work with in the UK, which is kind of...
Are these the Invisible Men?
Yes, the Invisible Men.
Now, the Invisible Men keep coming up in interviews at the moment because they've pretty much dominated the charts through 2012.
They are onto big things. They are some extremely talented people to work with.
They did DJ Fresh Hot Right Now.
Right Now, yep.
What else have they done?
Can't remember anything.
Nothing else matters. It literally has gone from bedroom to radio, hasn't it?
Yes,
the story, and that's kind of the story of the video as well for Can't Say No.
Yeah. We kind of played on the whole.
That's your actual bedroom?
That is not my bedroom. Okay. No. That's somewhere in London. That was someone else's house. But they were really nice, actually. They were looking up to me like, "We really like your song." I was like, "Thanks."
But I like the fact you've told that story at the start of the video. And
yeah, exactly.
Moving away from that into the next phase.
It was playing on the whole thing. Because obviously I was noticed originally through YouTube. I was part of the whole internet phenomenon kind of thing. I was recording covers, which blew up on YouTube, and people who are kind of big in the industry started to see those covers and reached out. And one of the first people that ever reached out to me was Neo. He saw my cover of his Beautiful Monster, and someone who worked closely to him kind of contacted me, and I was a bit like, look, I don't really know if you really know Neo. I don't know who you are. But is there any way you can prove it? Because I don't want to get on a flight and then end up my mates calling me like, we were just joking. So I thought I was going to just make sure. And then sure enough, about a few days later, I was sitting on Skype with Neo and he was telling me he wanted to sign me. So it was a crazy, crazy thing.
So as well as Neo being a fan, Chris Brown has tweeted about you.
Chris Brown, he tweeted my video very early on. Funny enough, it was on New Year's Eve he tweeted my video. I did a cover of Year 3 times and he tweeted it. So
wow,
that was really cool. Ed Sheeran is another... he tweeted one of my covers. Actually, that's quite recently. So that was kind of cool to see as well.
And is there a photo of you with Pharrell on your website?
There are photos of me and some crazily talented and famous people. I think when I spent a week in Miami working with Pharrell, and I think I met more famous people in that week than I have in my entire life.
Are these just people who hang around with Pharrell?
Literally, I was in the studio with Pharrell working with him, and then on the third day, Ludacris rolled in, so I got a quick picture with him. The next day, Tyler the Creator rolled in, so I got a picture with him. Then we all went to the Tyler the Creator concert on the Friday, and Lil Wayne was there. So that was crazy as well.
Wayne scares me.
And then, I mean, he was in his zone, definitely, that
and
night.
And is this your thing that you do with your fingers? Is that...
I seem to always do that. Although someone told me that they were like, oh, is this your pose? Like one of my mates back in Brighton. I was like, and then he was just like, yeah, because I think that was claimed by the Spice Girls. So I was just like, oh, thanks.
Not cool anymore. They were cool at the time.
Yeah.
Right, more to talk about if you introduce your brand new single for us first, Connor. Go for it.
Definitely. What's up, guys? My name's Connor Maynard, and this is my first single, Can't Say No. Hope you enjoy it.
In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand Tonight with Connor Maynard. Let's talk about the Maniacs.
Yes.
Who are growing by the day.
Yeah, day by day. It's
what's
crazy.
The craziest thing they've done so far to get close to you?
Well, funnily enough, I've actually got a story for today. They were waiting outside, you know, kind of as the fans sometimes do outside of radio stations. And after we left, because I didn't really have time to take pictures of everyone and stuff, they chased the van.
Wow.
Literally chased the van down the street, like ran after the van. It was crazy.
This
like,
is gonna get
screaming, crying, running. It was all just massive.
We could tell you some stories that would frighten you about this place.
There's quite
a few outside
today.
Yeah,
there are some fans waiting outside now, but they seem a little more civilized.
Yeah, so. we had McFly in once.
Yeah, wow, that must have been.
And they were driving around from the car park out onto the main road, and the fans lay down in the middle of the road.
Wow.
Like in a team. They did it.
In a
they
team.
Organized it. And they just laid
as a
down.
Crew.
And they couldn't do anything about it. McFly would just sat there for about 10 minutes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like, what do you do? That's but this is all to crazy. Come. You'll probably find one in your bathroom at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
In the moment you're
just
like,
waiting with a knife. No.
Well, to beef up security at that point. The comparisons with certain people are going to be inevitable. The song is very cool in the same way that Justin Timberlake was cool when he first came to our attention. Yep. Have you had that quite a bit?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a comparison I kind of get given. I think, obviously, as you said, starting as an artist, you always get comparisons. Starting out, people want to know, like, oh, who's he trying to be like? Who's he trying to be? For me, I think it's just, they are one of those things that come early on, and I'm kind of trying to get to that point, that next point where it's like, you know, people are compared to you and like you're seen as your own artist. So I think that's kind of the next stage for me.
The same with Bieber. I would imagine that's
In terms of, that comparison as well, I feel like, that one really only goes as far as the fact that we're both young and came through YouTube. I think the music that we're kind of both releasing is... Well, from what I know that I'm about to release and what he's doing right now, it's very different.
Yeah.
The sound's different. So, yeah, it cuts through the comparison there. But, I mean, it's still flattering to be compared to two of the biggest artists in the world and to have not even released.
Are you going to dance?
Am I going to dance? I would love to in a video. I don't know if...
Do you dance generally?
Yeah, I mean, I do some. I mean, especially when I perform.
Yeah.
I kind of, not so much kind of like one, two, three, but like just more like, you know, movement and kind of having fun on the stage. I think, yeah, for me, I'd definitely love to get into a video where I properly get to kind of...
Do a good routine.
Yeah, do a good routine, but not like a cheesy routine, like a cool one.
Yeah.
So, it's all good.
A few Jason Derulo moves or something like that, that'd be quite slick. Mm. And will there be any featured artists?
Yes.
I'm sure there probably have been stuff that you're not allowed to tell us.
Judging by the
fact you spent a week with those incredible...
Obviously, I would love to kind of say, like, who might be. That's the only thing, because obviously... As the album is kind of being finished off, nothing is confirmed yet, but there are potential big collaborations. So hopefully, if those sort themselves out,
I would like to hear Connor Maynard featuring Pharrell Williams. I think that could potentially be the coolest thing of the year.
That could be pretty insane. That could be insane.
Amazing, definitely. Connor. Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I think we'll be back. Cool. You'll be back soon, and we'll see lots of you.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Single is out
April 16th.
All right, Connor Maynard. Thank you, dude.
All good. Thank you very much.
Podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.